Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is Nqobe Gombatha featuring his wife Ntokozo Mbambo and the song Harvest Time. Hey, the prayer of my heart is that you would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and even declare it in the land of the living. May you reap your harvest. All right, good harvest, right? I hope that you have been planting good and so you would reap that. And if you haven't started sowing, if you haven't started sowing, you can start now. It's not late. Sometimes we get so discouraged that we don't pray about the circumstances and situations that we are in. We never take these to the Lord in prayer. You can still do that. It's not late. He cares. He cares about your well-being. He cares about you. He cares about everything that you are. He cares about your career. He cares about your money. He cares about your children. He cares about your health. He cares. He's your father, man. He's your father. So he cares about you. He loves you. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. Just for you is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. I am so delighted at this current moment in time to be talking to my queen, Matshepo Msibi. How are you, my queen?
I'm blessed and very well. Thank you. How are you?
I am so honored to be talking to you. The last time I saw you, I saw you at the International Marketplace Summit. But before that, I saw you a couple of years back. We were at Grace Bible Church celebrating the Passover season. And then we meet at the International Marketplace Summit. And I'm like, and then when? Okay.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here? So today we're talking about the International Marketplace Summit Conference that is taking place on the 9th of November in Sandton. But before we do that, somebody might be asking, but who is the International Marketplace Summit? I know that most of the times we have Ambassador Prudence Muchumi here talking about the International Marketplace Summit. But for somebody who hasn't heard about it, who is International Marketplace Summit?
Thank you for having me, Sibo, on the show. So the International Marketplace Summit is a platform that seeks to empower and position believers in the marketplace. You know, I think one of the things that we take for granted is that the marketplace is a very contentious place where you actually must be anointed in order for you and be equipped also spiritually in order for you to dominate and to win in the marketplace.
And what are some of the things that would make Christians not win in this space? Is it because we don't know who we are or whose we are? Why do we sometimes fail in this space?
I mean, there's a couple of things. I think believers know that life is spiritual, or rather believers should know that all of life is spiritual, and even the marketplace. That's why it is so contested, because it's also a spiritual place. So everything that happens in the physical must first be manifested in the spiritual. So if you're showing up to work or you're showing up for an interview without being properly clothed, without being properly prepared and cooked in the spirit, you're showing up naked. And that's the first place where we lose in the marketplace, is that most of the time we show up for work, we show up for interviews, we show up for presentations, we show up with our proposals naked, because we have not been cooked, been prepared, been readied in the spiritual realm. And the fights and the battles have not been won yet in the spiritual realms, because a lot of the people, by the time they show up for an interview, their things have already been sorted out back at the ranch 3 weeks ago. You know, so they're just marking the register. And if you are then showing up, they're coming here to say, my things have already been declared in a particular altar, in a particular community village. So here, I'm just here to take what is already mine.
All right. So is it what we talk about when we say preparation, meeting, what? You know, opportunity.
Opportunity, yeah. So, and it is part of the preparation, is that I think sometimes as believers, we have the qualifications, we've got the skills, we've got the talents, we've got the experience. However, we then don't know that you also need the spiritual covering, the spiritual anointing, but to also dominate. Because some of the things you need to take them by force. The righteous take some of the things by force in the marketplace. So that's part of that, to then say we need to be prepared to know that the battle is fought on all different levels in the marketplace as well.
All right. So now you remind me of the scripture that says that since the times of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent shall take it by force. So when it comes to the marketplace, is it that place where we need to take it by force?
So the places where...
Hello, my queen.
Kim.
Hello, my queen.
Hi, can you hear me? Did I just...
Now you're okay. Yes, you're perfect now. Yes.
Okay. I was just saying that there's places in the marketplace that you need to take it by force. Mm. So there's places that will be taken away from you that belongs to you that you must fight for.
I remember...
Like if you're going for... Yeah.
Yes, you
if
can...
you're going for an interview and the Lord has then told you that this is your... This is your places to dominate, and this is your opportunity. Or you apply for a project, and then suddenly people then just start saying, "Oh no, we have decided to go in a different direction," or the project has been frozen. There's a moratorium, etc. You then know that that area is contested, and therefore you must. You must take it by force. Fight the fight.
It's your time to fight in the spirit.
Now
of late, people say they got connections. It depends who you know, who will speak on your behalf. People are even writing on our social media platforms. Have friends, have people around you who will speak your name in big places, in boardrooms. Yeah. And so everybody's searching for such friends who will connect them, say their names in big places.
By your name.
Should we be following that as well as Christians in our fight?
So the two things, right, Sibongile. So the first thing is that if God is not your black book, then... Yeah, if God, so the first thing is about your relationship with the Lord. So depending on the type of relationship that you have with, if God is your Alpha, your Omega, your Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan Z, and He is your black book, then He will speak your names. I heard testimonies, even I have personal testimony where God has spoken my name in a room where I knew nobody.
Wow.
So God says in His word that He goes before us. And that means exactly that He is in every room. But if God is not your black book, then you need a physical black book. But the problem with the physical black book is you must then maintain the relationship.
Hey, you have to pay.
You must start the relationship.
You pay
you
big.
You must work it. You must call the people. You must, you know. So it really depends on where your faith is and the type of faith that you have in your God and His ability to do exploits.
Wow. So our black book is Jesus Christ Himself. Our connector is Jesus. And through Him, others will speak of us. Just like David. You just reminded me of David. I don't think when David was playing the harp and all of that to the sheep. He thought somebody was listening to him. He didn't even know that there was a meeting about him.
He didn't even know. The prophet was like, "Do you not have another son? Is this everybody? You know?"
Sure.
So God has got that ability, but we need to believe that He is that God.
So we take it all to the Lord in prayer. Memo Chumi always says unto us that there is no vacant land. There are giants mm-hmm. that you'll always find in the land. Well, it is Correct. Important for you to know what you see and declare what you see in that land.
Correct.
So here's somebody yeah. preparing for an interview. There's a new opportunity for them, preparing a project of some sort, a tender or whatever it might be, because we are talking to professionals at all levels, at all levels when we're talking marketplace. So they are preparing themselves. What is it that you advise them to do in their preparation just before they start applying?
So even before you start applying, I think it's also just knowing where the Lord, where you have been called. So even as you're doing, so there's particular things where I just get people who solicit and say, I got your number. So this year, for instance, for me personally, most of the work, because I run my own business as well, most of the work that I got was an anonymous tip, where they said, oh, you're looking for somebody who to facilitate strategy, Matepo is your girl. Mm. And then when they tell me who referred me, I don't know those people, you know. So it is, your relationship with God is of utmost important.
Mm.
So before you even, because you must also be ready for the interview, because that's the other thing, is that you can't be an all-spiritual Christian who's fasting and praying and declaring all these things. However, when you're supposed to then show up for the interview and they ask the technical questions, then you don't know. So it's a spiritual preparation that says, as a child of the Most High God, you need to always have the pulse of the Lord in your hand to know, should I pursue, you know? Should I pursue? Will I recover? Will I overtake and recover?
Mm.
So you need to be a Christian that is always asking the Lord, order my steps, order the next step. Is this the step that I should be taking? Is this the deal for me? Should I pursue this deal? Should I pursue this job opportunity? You know, then when you then get a piece about that this is what you should be pursuing and you will recover, then you then put your technical, legal document, physical documentation together and prepare to submit your applications. So there's a lot of spiritual work that actually needs to take place before you even show up physically for anything.
Wow.
Prepare.
And how long? Some of us pray once and then we're like, it's done. And then we forget and close the book and then go there. And this is what happens. Sometimes we have prepared, we prayed. And then when we get there, we meet them and we think, yo, they are giants. We come back to the Lord and we're like, we don't even go back to the Lord, but I will go to Matepo and call, yo, there's this girl there. There's this guy. Ooh, he's English. He's qualified. You're talking all of this to yourself and amongst your friends. So, how long do we prepare? And if we go there and we find they are really giants, what should we do?
Yeah, so there's two things. So you asked two questions. First question, how long do we prepare? So there's no set formula. Even in the Bible, you see God is dealing with different people and different situations differently. You know, even Jesus, sometimes he says, go and wash. Sometimes he says, speak to the mountain. Sometimes he says, for other things, you go to the Lord today, right now, and you say, Lord, this is what's happening. And then immediately, he then says to you, pursue. Mm-hmm. And then others, you're fasting for 21 days. You're fasting for 40 days. And you're like, Lord, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you pray. That's why there's an acronymia prayer that says pray until something happens. So you pray until you get a relief from the Lord. That's the first answer. The second question around, then you show up and then you meet the giants. So, and then you see what, I'm against Bomang Mang. You know, the Lord has been teaching me about the sound that I am making when I'm in Ziklag.
Mm.
So when I am facing a particular situation, what sound am I making? So yes, I go and I see the giants. They are all qualified. They are better qualified, more qualified, etc., etc. But the sound that I'm making is, Father, you, if you are on my side, I'm winning. Mm-hmm. That's the sound that I'm making. The sound mm-hmm. is saying, Lord, I see these giants. However, you are my daddy, so I don't show up alone. You know, the sound is not your Maui. The sound is not, I have already lost. The sound is taking the issue back to the Lord. The sound is saying, me, I am a child of the Most High God.
Wow. The sound mm-hmm. says, yeah. Who are these yeah. uncircumcised Philistines?
Who are these uncircumcised Philistines? That is the sound.
That is the sound. It says, who are yeah. these uncircumcised Philistines? Yeah. And the Lord has caused me to kill a bear and a lion before. Yeah. And yeah. this giant is going down. Oh my.
You know, I will be hit.
I'm sitting yeah. on the chair, but I'm running in the studio right now. Yeah, hallelujah yeah, to
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The confession, the like what we profess is very important yeah. at this current moment in time. So as we wrap up, just before we talk about the conference, what do we say to Christians as they are always waking up to the marketplace? Some of them are meeting these giants. It's been 4 years this giant is there mm-hmm. and I've been praying about it. Some of them are starting out new. There are different levels that we are at, but we are all waking up. Some of them, they might not be waking up in the morning, but at night when we are sleeping, they are now busy working and all that, putting things in order. What do we say to them?
You know, what we say to them is that the Bible says that we are more than conquerors. And I think sometimes because we regurgitate some of these verses, we don't internalize what they actually mean. What they mean is that you already showing up victorious. So as you are waking up, because the Lord is on your side, if it was not for the Lord on my side, as you are showing up for work, because the Lord is on your side, you are showing up from a place of victory. You're showing up from a place of authority. You're showing up. The only problem is that we don't know our authority and our rightful position in community. And that's why we then show up humiliated. We show up as losers. We show up as timid. We show up doubting ourselves. So I think from the word go, you are more than a conqueror. And that is how you must show up every morning.
Amen.
Saying, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And everything that the Bible says that I am, I am. You know, so that's the first thing that we need to do. Our mind shift must be a mind shift of a champion. Must be a mind shift of somebody that is dominating in the marketplace.
So tell us about the conference that's coming on the 9th of November.
Excited about the Champions Conference. The theme of the conference is how to be positioned for marketplace dominance. It's happening on the 9th of November. It starts at 9. It's happening in Randburg. We've got a number of amazing speakers. Amazing. And, you know, amazing is an understatement. The caliber of the speakers, we've got a huge delegation that's coming from the U.S. That will be at the conference. We've got Prophet Mutumi who's hosting. We've got Apostle Linda Gobodo here from South Africa. She's a powerhouse here, alone. The conference, if you're a business leader, if you're a professional, if you're an entrepreneur, come and be equipped. Come and be inspired to move to the next level. Come and receive the tools to win and to dominate in the marketplace. We need the anointing. You can't operate without the anointing. in order for you to be able to dominate in the marketplace.
So the conference, is it going to be a place of rest for others, a place of starting afresh, looking forward to 2025, winning in that time, like from 2025 onwards?
Yeah, so there's a thing that's doing the rounds right now, or for the past couple of years, where we talk about ending the year strong or finishing strong. Mm. So the conference is that place that then says, okay, normally that November, you're winding down. However, we are then saying that November, it's actually the time for you to be putting yourself on your marks. Mm. You know, get ready, because next year you cannot start the year the way you've been starting the year every year. So yeah, it is going to be a place of sure footing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a place of reconfirming that yes, you have been called. You've got the skills, you've got the gifts, you've got the talents. This is how you then use them and position yourself for dominance in the marketplace. It is going to be an innovative and inspiring place where, God, December, instead of wanting to shut down your laptop, you're actually going to be crunching at a strategic plan for next year, you know? So you want to find yourself at the Champions Conference.
So who's invited and how do we register?
Yes, so everybody, even young people are invited, whether you're an intern. However, because it's for marketplace champions, it's people that are business leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, people in the marketplace who are active participants in the marketplace. And then we've got, you can register online. Our tickets are sold at quicket.co.za. You just look for the IMS Champions Conference and then buy tickets there. There's also opportunities for people to get exhibition space and come and sell your product and services there.
Mm. For more information, who do we call?
For more information, go to our website. It's www.imsonline.co. And for WhatsApp information, phone 063-361-4417.
Mm. Such a great opportunity for people to come and bring their business so it's seen by everyone. I know Americans are there, hey, and maybe you are, what is uphlalo in English? You're doing some beats, you can sell them there.
Bring
your stuff there.
Bring your stuff.
Bring your stuff.
But also we buy from one another, so it's also just a proper marketplace where we then trade with each other. So it is an excellent opportunity for people to bring their products and services for marketplace exchange.
So the tickets are found on Quicket. You look for the International Marketplace Summit Conference. And where again, the sites, where to look? On Facebook, I know it's the International Marketplace Summit. On the website?
Yeah. On the website, it's www.imsonline.co.
Thank you so much, Sis Matsepo, for talking to us this morning. And I assume that family can also call the 063 number. Actually, send a WhatsApp there. The 063 number, 361-4417. It's 063-361-4417. So it's for everybody who is in the marketplace. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. May the Lord keep keeping you. Oh, before you go, Shalom J wrote in and says, Spongile, Card Lady is doing a series about seven strikes. He spoke about David being a king priest. David prophesied when he spoke to Goliath. We are king priests and we must prophesy like
prophesy.
David. We are, when she says king priest, speak to the bones. We are a royal priesthood. A king priest. We are a royal priesthood. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sis Matsepo, for talking to us. May the Lord keep keeping you, my queen. And have a blessed one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And family, that is Minister Matsepo Msibi, and for Marketplace a Champions Conference taking place on the 9th of November 2024 from 9 a.m. And it's taking place in Randburg. Yes, it will be in Randburg this time around. For more information, dial 063-361-4417. And the tickets are available at Quickhead, and there is also exhibition table space available, so you can inquire on all of those. Make sure that you don't miss this.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.